I mentioned today we're showcasing the D2 and D3 football schools in the state of Michigan, all that could fit into our schedule and how it worked out, talking about their 2020 recruiting classes. I think Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, is standing by. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Good. Signing day yesterday was big. You guys had a ton of players rolling in to Big Rapids. Let's talk about the Michigan flavor from this state when it comes to the new Ferris State Bulldog football players.
Yeah, I think we continue to do very well in this state, particularly West Michigan. We had 11 from West Michigan, I think 6 from just the immediate Grand Rapids area, 2 from Lakeshore there, and I think 3 from Southwest Michigan. So, you know, we continue to focus on West Michigan and you know, have a lot of success with those kind of kids. The player development, once they come to our culture, is incredible. And so very positive about our future, and I think this class is really good.
Who are some of the kids from the state that highlight this class that become impact players maybe sooner than later?
It's always hard to tell that. I would say the guy that's got the chance to be sooner rather than later is Will Gustafson, kicker from Forest Hill Central, just because, you know, you don't have to coach a foot all that much, you know, when they're coming in and they got to know the intricacies of our systems. You know, there's a lot to learn, but the kicker can just go kick the ball, and Will's got the capacity to maybe fit in there. We lost a 4-year kicker. Other than that, you know, we got a quarterback, Caden Borsma from Mona Shores, who we really like. He was a Division I guy that I thought, might slip. And then when he had some of the injuries he experienced this year, he did slip, and so good for us. And then, you know, a couple others that I really like. Brennan Schwartz is a Montague kid, but we saw him at Western Michigan's camp this summer, and he had, like, the best vertical and the best standing broad jump of the whole camp. So he's a great athlete. And Leroy Quinn's another one over on the lakeshore from Oak Ridge who is really good. So, you know, it's hard to say. You know, you hate to mention one because, you know, there's so many that you should mention, but we feel really good about them.
Should just read a roll call list so that way you get no calls from anybody, right? Excuse me, joining me right now, reading the roll call from Ferris State's 2020 football recruiting class, Coach Anise, and he just reads the names. when you're putting together a class, it's part of where the program's at. So when you look at the great season you just had, didn't end the way you wanted to, but still another great football season. Where is the program at right now for Ferris? So when you add this new recruiting class, are there a ton of holes that need to be filled, or do you have the program in a good place right now, Tony, where it's just adding certain players that help because you've created depth?
Yeah, since the beginning here, we've recruited like we're putting together, a football team. So we, you know, try to put a 2-deep together on offense, 2-deep on defense, you know, being careful with obviously the numbers because you can't bring in a true 2-deep, but, you know, just so you have balance every year. And so, you know, our strength comes with our offensive line. You know, typically, you know, you're saying, well, you play with 5 offensive linemen. Well, then let's recruit 5 offensive linemen and maybe 1 extra just in case. And you play with 4 defensive linemen, so let's recruit 4 defensive linemen, and so that's how we've done it from the beginning. And obviously, you know, we've ended our season with a loss each of the last 6 years because we've been in the playoffs 6 straight years, and obviously that's painful. But when you look back at that, you know, template for recruiting, I think it works very effectively. And I say it now, and I'll say it again. And I've said it previously, you know, the great high school coaches in Michigan have helped me because they know I'm a high school coach at heart, and that's been a great formula for our success as well.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us on the Metro Health guest line from Big Rapids, talking about his 2020 Bulldog recruiting class. Tony, great season, wonderful conversation, and Enjoy what little downtime you have, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tony and East joining us.